You may
Zoning.
begin.
Okay, thank you. The Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Patel? Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Is Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Weissman?
Here. Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
There are. Do you want to do the salute to the flag first, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, we should. How did I skip it? There we go. Well, everyone please stand for the salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we have several changes. The application of Alvin Rue on Lakeview Avenue is going to be adjourned until February 12th with no further notice. The Cadiz application, Joanna Court, will be adjourned until February 12th with no further notice. MSN Pharmaceuticals on Duke Road will be adjourned until February 26th with no further notice. And NDK Realty on South Washington Avenue will be adjourned until February 26th with no further notice. Those are all the changes I have this evening.
Mr. Keneally, number 10, Sony, got postponed again until 2/26/26, no further notice.
Thank you. I missed that one.
Thank you. There's many.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving forward then. We're going to jump to item number 7, 25-ZB-880B. France Canton.
Is France Canton present?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. This is Franz.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Explain to the board why you're here, please.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. I'm here submitting a variance application to request to have my current fence stay on top of the easement. Prior to owning the house, prior to buying the house, the fence was there as is, and with no inspection at the time. I was told there was no inspection done in the area, but recently my next door neighbor put up a fence, and inspector realized the easement where the fence for my neighbor is sitting on the easement. So myself and my other neighbors, we are part of that issue. So in order for me to keep the fence, I need to, I was told to submit a variance application to go to assure that, you know, I want to keep the fence as is. And I was told if the township needs to do any sort of repair, and it's my responsibility, and I agree to do so. If the fence needs to be removed.
And you would also agree to sign a memorandum of restriction that says that it would be your responsibility to remove and replace the fence if necessary?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, that's all I have for the witness.
Thank you. Jonathan, do you have any additions?
I have nothing to add. Excuse me, I have nothing to add. Thank you.
Okay, take care of your cold. Doesn't sound good. All right.
Getting better.
Anyone on the board have any questions or concerns, comments about this request? Hearing none, I'd like to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions, concerns, or comments they'd like to make about this request?
Anyone in the public, if you're on an iPad, you could hit raise your hand, or if you're on a phone, *6. No one, Chairman.
Thank you. I'll close the public portion. And I'd like to make a motion to approve this request. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Will the secretary please take the roll?
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Weissman?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Thank you, Franz. Have a good night.
Okay, good night, all.
Moving on, item number 9. 25-ZB-90B, Sigma Construction.
Good evening. I'm James Mitchell on behalf of the applicant.
Good evening.
Good evening. With Hambro Mitchell, Dayton, New Jersey, and I'm representing the applicant Sigma Construction. If you don't mind, I have a brief introduction.
Go ahead.
Okay. The applicant is a builder that will be constructing a new home for the family that owns the existing home on the subject property. The applicant plans to redevelop the existing 9,375 square foot lot at 49 Charles Terrace in the R10 zone. Tonight, we're seeking approval of bulk variances for a variety of existing conditions, including lot area, which is, again, 9,375, where 10,000 is required, lot width, 75 feet where 100 is required, rear yard for the accessory structure, which is a shed of 7.5 feet where 8 feet is required, and lot frontage of 75 feet where 100 feet is required. We're also seeking approval of building coverage at 22.5% where 20% is permitted, and any other necessary relief to permit the construction of the proposed single family home. I note that your professional reviews and the plans as submitted will also require front yard setback, side yard relief as to the air conditioner unit proposed, and relief from the installation of fiber optic conduit. Since we received the professional's review letter, the applicants examined the plans in light of those comments, and if the board feels the application would be improved by the changes, would be willing to modify the plans to remove the front yard setback, the nonconformity as to the air conditioner, and to provide the installation of the fiber optic conduit to remove the need for that relief. So tonight, we plan to present the applicant's architect and our professional planner. Billy, our architect, will explain the details of our proposal, and Mr. Seidel, Brian, our planner, will address the planning impacts. Does the board customarily swear everybody at once or each as they testify?
No, we'll take them one at a time.
Okay. And Billy, Mr. Cohen, are you available?
Who's your first witness?
Our architect, William Cohen.
Is William Cohen present?
He's on. Hold on one second.
Well, he didn't use the link. He came on as an attendee. So hold on a second.
Oh, thank you.
All right, he should be coming on now.
Okay. I think he might be William's iPhone.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. If they don't use the specific link, they link. Come in. I don't know. It's them. I have to let them in. I'm sorry.
Gotcha. No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Is William Cohen present?
I am here.
Okay. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Your name and address, please.
Sure. It's William J. Cohen, AIA. My address is 5512 Merrick Road, Massapequa, New York, 11758.
Thank you.
Okay. And Mr. Cohen, have you previously testified in boards of this type?
I have for about 34 years now.
Okay. And have you been accepted as an expert in architecture at that time?
Yes, sir.
And can you review your credentials and experience briefly for the board?
Sure. I am a registered architect in the state of New Jersey, as well as seven others, and CARB certified. I have been in business since 2002, been in the profession since 2000. I'm sorry, been in the profession since 1994.
You're fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I want to make sure I'm qualified.
I believe the board accepts you.
Yeah. Makes my mother proud.
Okay.
Very good. Well, I appreciate you folks allowing us to present tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Would you be able to give us a summary of the proposed project here? And would you like me to share any exhibits for you?
Sure. If you don't mind just sharing the, even the front rendering, just to give the folks an idea of what we're trying to accomplish here.
Okay. Let me do that.
Were these submitted as part of the application package?
Unfortunately, the rendering was not. The drawings, which are the other exhibit we have for him, was.
Okay. So the first one you put up, we're going to have to mark
Yes, and we can provide an electronic copy of it for the record as well.
Thank you.
Very good.
Try it this way. Here and one second.
Nope, that's not it.
Nope, I know. We're going to front elevation. There we are.
There you go.
Okay, so this will be A1 with today's date.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Very good. As our attorney James has previously explained, we are representing the homeowners for 49 Charles Terrace in Piscataway, New Jersey. It's an existing one-story ranch that was built in the 1950s. It's block 8509, lot number 6. We're proposing to knock down the existing structure, which is dated and outlived its usefulness. We're proposing a new two-story home. It's going to have a square footage gross of 3396 square feet. With a basement, it's a center hall colonial. It has 465 square feet designated as a two-car garage for off-street parking, and is classified as a four-bed, three-bath home. It's the R10 district. The R10 district, as you folks know, requires a 100 by 100 lot with a square footage of 10,000 square feet. This lot is an existing non-conforming lot as it's 125 by 75. Which gives us 9,375 square feet, which presents some initial challenges for us. The height requirement is 35 feet. We're proposing 31 foot 1.5 to the ridge. The front setback is required at 35 feet. We're proposing, for the moment, 32.9 per our drawings. Side requirements are 10 foot each on each side. We're at 10.1 feet and 10.3 proposed, so compliant there. Rear requirements, 25 feet, proposing 52.2 in the rear. Building coverage in this zone based upon a lot that is 10,000 square feet, which this is not, we're required 20%. We're currently at 22.5% is what was proposed. That all being said, first of all, I will say that our client in review with them, we have no issue as far as the front setback. If we do want to slide the house back 2.1 feet, we certainly have no issue with that to comply with the front setback requirement.
And Billy, just not to interrupt, sorry to throw
sure.
it at you.
No,
just
sure. One,
the reason that the client selected this setback, is that the same setback as the existing house?
That is a very good point. Yes, we put the front, we actually put the house back in the exact same location. So that was the reason why we came up with the that proposed setback on the front. Thank
but
you,
we'd
yes.
be happy to slide it back into compliance since we're doing a teardown, correct?
Absolutely. That is has no detrimental value to either the client or to the community. Absolutely.
Okay. Sorry.
As far as the no, absolutely. Thank you. That all being said, I did mention that the site requires a 20% building coverage, and we're at 22.5. We got some initial comments back pointing that out to us, and I will say that there is an existing shed in the back of the property. That shed occupies 0.73% of the property, which brings us down to 21.77, and in discussions with our client, we absolutely can remove that shed, so that level of increase can certainly be deducted by that 0.73%. So we wanted to bring that to the board's attention as well. There were some additional comments, first of all, as far as requesting fiber optic conduits on the front of the property for future. We certainly have no issue with that whatsoever and accept that as a condition. There was also a notation that our air conditioning unit has to be 10 feet from the property line and properly screened with shrubbery or fencing. As of right now, we're proposing it to be a half a foot less than that. We certainly can comply with that and move it over another half a foot and make sure that it is properly screened. So another item that we have no issue to comply with. As we mentioned already, dwelling height was an issue that was brought up, but certainly we're almost 4 feet lower than the requirement. Aside from that, as I mentioned, we have certain challenges with the existing lot because it is non-conforming. There are other homes in the community, specifically across the street. There are two other homes that have similar bulk massing, I should say, without getting into specifics, that show that the homes in this community that they're in contact with the other houses in the community. The other homes have expanded as well. And we feel that the, or I should say, as the architect of record, that the design that we came up would certainly be beneficial to the neighborhood in terms of the aesthetic. Other than that, I feel that the fact that we were able to address probably 90% of the board's issues based on this testimony, we feel that the only open issue then just being the percentage of the lot that's occupied, which I believe is negligible. And we're hoping that the board, upon hearing further testimony from our team, will be amenable to allowing that to stay in place. We have worked very, very carefully with our homeowner to design this house over the last 6 months, and we're hoping that it will stay intact based upon your decision.
Okay. And would you like me just to put up the your plans to show the site plan?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is from the first sheet of the submitted plans, I believe.
Yes. So the site plan is on our drawing A1, I believe. It is showing, as our attorney expressed and reminded me, that yes, the house was placed in context with the existing location of the house that is to be removed. And again, we have no issue pushing it back the 2.1 feet in order to comply with the zoning code, which will have no bearing on the overall project, since the rear backyard setback is at 52.2. To lose 2 feet would have no bearing on anybody, so we're totally fine with that. And again, the side setbacks are totally in conformance with the 10-foot rule.
Okay. And just that the shed is shown on this, that we'd be willing to...
The shed is shown, yes. The shed is on the drawings. We actually, between you and I, we did not pay much attention to the shed, but now that we understand that there is a lot coverage issue, of course, we have no problem removing the shed as part of the demolition project.
Okay. All right. I don't think I have other questions for you at this time.
Okay.
I don't know if the board wishes to ask questions at this point, or if you want us to complete with our second witness first.
Well, Jonathan, do you have any direct questions here?
I just have, excuse me, I have some comments, no questions, so why don't we wait till after the next testimony?
Okay, Mr. Mitchell, you could swear in your second witness.
Right. And Brian Seidel, you present?
I am, yes. And could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Your name and address, please.
Sure. Brian Seidel. Address is 2103 East High Street, Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. You want to review your credentials and experience for the board?
Very briefly, New Jersey professional planner. It's been a few years, but I have been sworn and qualified in Piscataway previously.
That's fine then. Thank you.
All right.
You're good to go.
Thanks. Brian, can you review the application for us from a planning point of view?
Sure. I think the architect did a good job of describing the property. A couple things that I'd just like to add to that. The existing home is a one-story ranch home, which he did mention. There's no garage associated with that. So with the proposed application, there will be the addition of the two-car garage into the residential dwelling. Describing the conditions of the property, other than the home itself, the backyard contains a lot of impervious area. There's a above-ground swimming pool, a patio, and a large area around the pool that's debatably impervious. It's basically a large gravel area that covers a majority of that backyard. The applicant has requested a number of variances that have been identified. I think you can lump a majority of these variances into the existing conditions. The lot area, the lot width, the front yard setback, the lot frontage, and the rear yard setback for accessory structures are all based on existing conditions. Now, it's been represented here. The applicant is willing to withdraw some of those variances here. The discussion of removing the shed would eliminate the rear yard setback for the accessory structure. There's an agreement to shift the building back so we're not using the existing non-conforming front yard setback. We would comply with the current requirements. The new variances that are being requested with the proposal were The maximum building coverage, the setback for the exterior air conditioning unit, and the installation of fiber optic conduit. Yeah, again, you heard through the application here, the agreement to relocate the air conditioning unit and install the fiber optic conduit. So the only remaining variances is really related to the existing conditions and the proposed building cover. When we look at the building cover and those requirements, I think the deviation of the bulk regulations related to the existing conditions are warranted under the C1 hardship criteria. The deviation of the building cover would be warranted under the C2 flexible criteria, as the benefits would outweigh any detriments. And to get to that analysis, when I looked at the lot area and the regulations on a permitted lot area of 10,000 square feet and a 20% permitted building cover, that would be a building coverage of 2,000 square feet. What was proposed with the application and now the concession to remove the shed from the property, we're basically 42 square feet over the building coverage requirements that would be permitted with a permitted 10,000 square foot lot size. So, and I think the important thing to note is also is the impact on the impervious cover. With this renovation, the patio is going to be removed, the above ground pool is going to be removed, and the large stone area is going to be removed. Comparing the existing conditions, the proposed impervious cover with this application is 40%. It will be slightly less since we're removing the pool. But when we look at the existing conditions are at least 46%. And if you include in the large gravel area, the impervious coverage is closer to 65%. So overall, this is going to be a substantial improvement. While we're slightly increasing the building area, we're dramatically reducing the impervious cover in the project overall, the property overall. For the positive criteria, the proposed dwelling is with a 35-foot height is specifically permitted in the underlying zoning district. The redevelopment lot will add a two-car garage to the property and reduce the overall impervious coverage. Variance will advance the purpose of zoning, particularly purposes A, to guide the appropriate use of the land, preventing urban sprawl with the redevelopment of an existing lot, and M, by lessening the cost of development, encouraging the efficient use of land. From my perspective, no real detriment or impact to the zone plan, the zoning ordinance, represents a minor deviation of the standard in the building coverage. The application does comply with all the building setbacks from the side property lines, from the front property line through this concession, and it dramatically exceeds the rear yard setback. A 25-foot setback is required. The proposed setback is going to be approximately 50 feet now that we're sliding the building back a little bit further. So we do comply with all of the yard setback regulations. So in my opinion, I believe the application, it really represents a de minimis variance in terms of that building coverage. I believe that the variances can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good, will not impair the zoning plan, zoning ordinance, and the approval of the variance is warranted for the application.
Thank you, Brian. I don't have any questions for you at this time, but obviously be open to board comments or questions or public.
Thank you. That's the end of the witnesses, correct?
Correct. Okay. We do have other people available if there were to be questions from the board that, you know, we need to pull someone else in for, but that's our affirmative case.
Excellent. All right, Jonathan.
Thank you. Thank you. Apologies for being so hoarse. With respect to the, I'll start with the architectural. I do appreciate the applicant being amenable to some of these variances, taking them away. And I hear you with 90% are being addressed, but I think the 10% that remain are going to be some real sticking points. I measure 31 feet on that section on sheet A8. So 31 feet, 1.5 inches, I think is out of line with the character of the neighborhood. And to touch on the planning testimony in that vein, I think it does meet the negative criteria, just because this is a self-created hardship, you know? So I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't agree with that argument. It's a little oversized for the neighborhood. And I understand that there might be others in the view shed with a similar bulk massing, but each application needs to be on its own merit here. And 21.77% is just too high of a square footage for lot coverage.
And if I may, just a question to make sure I'm understanding the comment. Your first comment, you're talking about the height of the structure, which is conforming, correct?
It's conforming to the zone. It's out of character with the neighborhood.
Okay, but it's not a legal relief. You're talking about the overall impact of the project, but the correct. Height is legally permitted. Okay. Correct. So the relief that you're talking about then that you're questioning is the lot coverage relief, correct? Building coverage, I'm sorry, building cover.
From the list of the variances that were supplied, yes, that's the one that I'm challenging. Yes.
I just if we have to go back and talk to our client, I need to be able to, you know, clearly explain to them what the, you know, if we continue tonight in order to address that. That's the only reason
I do think though, if you were able to work with your client to reduce the coverage down to 20%, closer to 20%. And still at that 31 foot height, I think it still might not be the right fit for the neighborhood.
And yeah, okay. That's useful input. Thank you.
Now, Mr. Mitchell, do you want us to proceed? We have a very tight number of members here tonight.
Right. Yeah. So although we're...
Go ahead.
As I understand it, and I'll take your attorney's input as well, we only have bulk variance relief, so we would only require a majority, not a supermajority, for this relief.
That is correct, and we have five members, not seven, tonight.
Right, so we would need three.
Yes.
Okay. I would be happy to hear discussion, et cetera, if you don't mind. You know, if there's continuing issues with the building coverage, you know, just to explain what our concern with the building coverage is, this is not being, it's not a spec house. It's being built for people who've been involved in the design process, and addressing the building coverage basically means changing the architectural design that they've kind of bought into over time. And so it's not something we can do on the fly over a day or so. We'd have to talk to them about reconceptualizing things. And so if it is a genuine concern, we'd probably then, from a significant number of members, we would want to take some time and to the next meeting and look at what we can do in terms of redesigning the layout. I mean, I think we'd have to change the interior architecture of the property in order to come into conformance.
And Mr. Chairman, we also should open it to the public in case any members of the public that are here tonight want to give an opinion.
Okay, sure. Anyone on the board have any questions, concerns, or comments on this request? Hearing none, I'd like to open this to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions, concerns, or comments at this time?
At this time, you can unmute yourself and you can raise your hand and I could call you in order. Okay, there we go. Andrew?
Yes, hello. My name is Andrew Zuccardi. I'm a graduate planning student.
Okay, hold on. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
And your address, please?
I'm at Livingston Apartments A.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I think that overall the board should be willing to approve the proposed design with the variances. I think that the architect did a good job at coming close to the requirements, and they're making their best effort to be reasonable here.
Thank you. Do you have any other comments?
Not at this time, no.
Thank you. Laura, do we have any other members of the public who wish to be heard?
Yes, we have John.
Yeah. Hi, John Watkins. We live 51 Charles Terrace. I'm the neighbor.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
And I'm sorry, could you give me your address again, please?
51 Charles Terrace.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, the issue I have is currently on the what would be the garage side. On all the houses, there is a 20-foot distance from the house to the property line. In this case, they're taking that from the 20-foot, roughly, down to 10-foot. So they're approaching closer to the property line than all the rest of the houses in the neighborhood. Secondly, there's a two-car garage. There are no two-car garages in the neighborhood. They're all single-car garages on the houses that have them. Thirdly, that this, you know, as far as the coverage of the house to the permeable land, while they may be removing the patio, they're covering it with the house. So therefore, you know, you're losing that there. And the house, compared to most of the houses in the neighborhood, it's just a big mansion. Because they're going out back additional 10, 12 feet. So it's just out of place. Plus, none of the houses in the neighborhood have basements. So they're essentially building a whole brand new house in the neighborhood of older homes. The houses that went up basically just went added a second floor, and they kept part of the walls there, so it wasn't a new house. So they're greatly extending the footprint of the house.
Thank you, Mr. Watkins. Do you have any other comments, or is that it?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Laura, anyone else?
Anyone else? You can unmute yourselves and raise your hand. There's several others on, but they're all muted.
Does anybody else wish to be heard on this application?
Here we go. Sam? You have to unmute yourself, Sam. And the hand is down.
If anyone in the public wishes to be heard on this application for questions or comments, now is the time. Please put up your hand or indicate that you wish to speak.
Okay, she's back, or he's back. Sam Pangborn?
Sam Pangborn, can you hear me?
Yeah, your hand is raised. You have to, it says they're unmuted. I don't know.
Sam Pangborn, can you hear me?
I know they want to talk because they were emailing me today. But it's on their end. I don't know if they don't have.
Sam Pangborn.
Oh, it says connecting to audio now.
Okay.
Sam? You could do that.
Sam Pangborn, are you connected?
I mean, Mr. Keneally, they do have to come back at the next meeting also. So maybe this person could speak to the public at the next meeting if they can't.
Mr. Mitchell, this person who's trying to connect now contacted the zoning office today and indicated that they wish to be heard, and we told them they had to come to the meeting tonight.
Right.
They are attempting to participate, but they're not successful. In light of the issues with the building coverage and possibly discussing this with your client, I would recommend that we continue this matter to another date so that you can take a look at it with your client, perhaps come back with a revised plan, and give the public an opportunity to come back and speak.
That's agreeable to the applicant.
Laura, what kind of date do we have?
We could do February 12th, if you'd have enough time, Mr. Mitchell.
Yeah, I would think. I think as long as, you know, it's really going to be on our architect if we're revising the plans, but time-wise from my side, yeah, we're fine.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, with your permission, we'll announce a new date tonight, and if the applicant or his professionals has difficulty complying with that, just let us know, and we'll announce at that meeting, February 12th, that it's going to be carried with no further notice. So anybody here on the Sigma Construction case for this evening on Charles Terrace, it is going to be carried to February 12th, 2026, with no further notice by the applicant. The only notice you're receiving is my announcement here tonight. So the matter will be carried. There will be no more testimony tonight. It will be heard February 12th.
Thank you.
Yeah, that works. A suggestion, Mr. Mitchell?
Yes.
That you work with Jonathan Masary?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that we get you guys are on the same page when we come to the meeting.
And we yeah, we'd be happy to reach out to him as well.
Thank you.
We'll do. Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
You too. Take care.
Okay, moving forward. Next item, item 11, 25-VB-02B. Ed Nugent?
Is Ed Nugent present?
I'm here.
I need to swear you in, sir. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay, your name and address, please.
Edward Nugent, 317 Overbrook Road, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Mr. Nugent, could you explain to the board why you're here?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. My name is Ed Nugent. I'm appearing on behalf of the property owner for the application of variances at 900 Washington Avenue. This is an application for bulk variances to retain existing conditions. No new construction, changes, or expansion are proposed. The relief relates to an existing lot area deficiency, an existing rear yard setback, existing pillars encroaching into the municipal right-of-way, and a portion of an existing fence that exceeds the solid material requirement. These conditions have existed for many years, and the purpose of this application is to bring the property into zoning compliance.
And Mr. Nugent, what is your connection with the applicant?
Just a friend.
Okay, and you're authorized by the homeowner to act on their behalf this evening?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Nugent, have you had a chance to see the staff report dated January 8th, 2026?
Yes.
Can you comply with those? Can the homeowner comply with those items?
I'm sorry. This is my first time in front of. Are you talking about the variances required?
No. The staff reviewed this application and issued a memo dated January 8, 2026. Mr. Mizrahi, perhaps you can weigh in on the points raised in that memo.
Certainly. What we're saying in the staff report is the pillars in the right of way need to be removed.
Okay.
For starters, we also recognize that the shed location is now compliant, and as well as if this application is approved, you need to get all applicable permits for the addition and for the fence.
Understood.
And that portion of fence needs to be reduced to 50% open.
Okay.
In the where it's in the front yard setback off of Summers Ave. Okay. So that's the staff's recommendations.
Okay.
Is all of that acceptable?
That's acceptable, yes.
Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you, Jonathan. Anyone on the board have any questions, comments, or concerns about this request? Hearing none, I'd like to open this to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions, concerns, or comments on this request? Hearing none, I'd like to close the public portion. And I would make a recommendation to grant this request with the Ed Nugent's agreement on all the conditions laid out in the staff report. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Weissman?
Yes.
The application's been approved with the condition that you comply with that report that we just discussed. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send it to the homeowner.
Thank good you luck. Very much, everyone. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks. Moving on to item number 14, adoption of resolution from the regular meeting on January 15th, 2026.
First resolution is Tessia Daly Butler, which you voted to approve. Just give me a minute. Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Weissman?
Yes.
Second, Scott Ulrich, which you voted to approve. Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Weissman?
Yes.
Next is Shireen Wheeler Grant, which you voted to approve. Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Weissman?
Yes.
Finally, Bali Krishna Padada, which you voted to approve. Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Weissman?
Item 15, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of January 15th, 2026. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Hearing none, it passes. Adjournment. I think it'll make a motion for an adjournment. Any nays? It passes. Thank you. Next scheduled meeting is February 12th, 2026 at 7 p.m. Everyone have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Have a good night, everyone.
Thanks for coming, everyone. Appreciate it.